Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host on Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM, Seton Hall University, and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. I'm so pleased to have on our program today for our series on Atlantic City, Miss America, Where Are You? Mr. Timothy Mancuso, who is the 6th Ward Councilman in Atlantic City. Timothy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you on the program. Now, from what I understand, you've been in office now for 21 years.
Yes, I have.
Wow. So you have seen quite a bit of developments in Atlantic City.
Yes.
And I know you're running for re-election right now, so it's a good time for you to speak to your constituents. What are the three things that you're looking to do in your next term as the 6th Ward Councilman to improve Atlantic City?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I first ran back in, 91? It's almost the same platform. You know, really safe streets, clean streets, and good government, you know, just to make sure that we hold the line on taxes and provide a tight budget. So it's really, it's just the same thing.
And let's talk about the safe streets. In your opinion, how is the crime? How would you rate the crime in Atlantic City? One being not bad and five being really bad.
Well, you know, the question, you know, if you want to just rate Atlantic City and you listen to the media hype and stuff like that, you know, you would rate it as bad. And which, you know, we've had a lot of killings and shootings, so that is bad. So, number one, it is bad, but back in the neighborhoods, and I'm in the 6th Ward, our neighborhood is safe. Our police are good policemen and women. They do a good job. Sure, the element's out there, and, when you get 25 million people visiting your city, you're going to have a lot of crime that follows that. So you have to, always, just like a boxer, you always got to keep your guard up. Drop your guard, and you're going to have problems. So the same thing with the city, and any major cities like that. I guess it doesn't even have to be major city, but every town has that kind of problems. But we have 25 million people visiting us a year, so that even multiplies by 25 million.
Right, right. Recently, I had someone on the program who felt that crime really wasn't that bad when you really look at the numbers. But if you look at the crime, I believe there's 25 unsolved murders this year. Is my information correct?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't have that stats in front of me. I do know it's high. I won't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
But, in Atlantic City, you see the boardwalk and you see the glitter. What we also have in our neighborhoods, we have a lot of poverty.
Right.
With poverty, you have crime and. How we have to address that is obviously make sure, we've had casino gambling for a long time, but, we got to get people jobs, we got to get them working, and then if you get people working, it takes them, out of poverty, and then you don't have to worry about, life is not that bad, or life is so bad that, you got to either drink or use drugs or start drug dealing, and then, that escalates into, carrying guns, and then you get into your shootings and stuff like that. So what we have to do is start at the beginning. We've had casino here for close to 30 years. We have had the opportunity to with the money, with the casino revenue, in order to address that. But it's just an ongoing, occurrence in Atlantic City, and not just Atlantic City. You're up at Seton Hall. You got crime up there. And we have good people in government. We have good people in public safety. Everybody's trying to do good.
Right.
So we're all trying to work in the right directions. Every now and then you might not get along with this person or that person, or maybe you might say the mayor and I aren't friends. But I tell you one thing: we both have Atlantic City at heart. We all work to try to better the city. All my fellow council members, all our directors, all the administration, and all our police officers, and all our public safety. I think everybody wants to see it get better, and everybody's trying to make it better.
And how do you help folks in Atlantic City to get out of the poverty where they will feel that they have an opportunity to get an education, an opportunity to apply for one of those new jobs at the Revel Casino?
Well, you mentioned the idea of education. I'm holding a community policing meeting. We just did about 1,200 handouts, and we're going to have a large community policing meeting this Thursday at one of our parks. And what we're going to do is address the people, just, you know, educate them. Say, look, you know, you can call the police, you know, if you see, you know, juveniles hanging out in the corner, you think something suspicious, you don't have to call 911, but here are the numbers you can call. Or late at night, if you see some suspicious person, you know, walking down your street or, you know, down your alleyway or in your driveway, here are the numbers you call. You know, you don't have to call 911. But, you know, meet our patrol officers, meet our sergeants, meet our captains, and, you know, learn the networking of how to communicate properly. That comes with education. A lot of folks, they don't know how to do that. So, or they're reluctant to do that. So what we have to do is constantly go out and educate the folks and let them know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about this rule in Atlantic City that says that if you're a police officer, you do not have to reside in the city? I have a hypothesis that if the police officers lived in Atlantic City, I think the criminals would probably think about doing their crime some other place than the neighborhood where the police officer lives. How do you feel about that rule that allows for the police officers to live outside the city?
See, that's not a city law, or else we would have changed it a long time ago. It's actually a state law. It's civil service. You know, they're civil service employees. And it says you have to have 6 months of residency. After that, they don't. You know, you can't force a person where to live. So, unfortunately, we have no control over that. If we did, we would have made that happen a long time ago. You know, at one point, we tried to stimulate our public safety workers to move in the city with 1-3% loans on their house. So, you know, this way you would buy into the, depending upon the neighborhood you went into, you would get 1% loan or 2% or 3%. So we try to encourage the public safety people to move in. Another time was we were doing community policing cars. The idea was that if you moved into the city, you would get a police car, a community policing car. And the idea was just like you said, mm-hmm. If you had a cop car on your street, you know, an officer lived in that house, then, you know, that in itself would deter a crime.
That's right.
You know, we're working on that. Also, other simple things of, you know, this lighting. You'll be amazed that just if you light certain neighborhoods up, certain streets, certain corners, that deters a lot of crime. With the cameras now, we're talking with cameras on our intersections. That helps a lot. So, we're moving in the right direction, and our police force is very helpful, and, you know,
now, the cameras, are the cameras installed now, or is that something that's coming down the road?
Well, first of all, it's a big price tag. Mm-hmm. As you know, right now, money's tight. We have certain, on the boardwalk in the new tourist districts, there's lights, there's cameras up in certain sections, in certain intersections, but we haven't lit the whole town up, and, you know, we're trying to work with, I don't know, I think it's Comcast or whoever, but the price tag's pretty high, so we're trying to work in the right direction there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost in everyone's interest, especially the casinos, to have Atlantic City to have a great reputation for safety. That means that folks will probably want to travel there if they feel that it's pretty safe.
Oh, it's big for the image, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you want a safe town, clean town, safe town.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the cleanliness of Atlantic City. It's not so bad. I my mother still lives there, my sister still lives there, so I come down quite a bit, and it looks pretty clean. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, public works. You know, people don't realize how important public works is. You know, your town, in any town you go into, you know, if it's dirty, you recognize that right away. Or if it's clean, you recognize it right away. And, you know, we try to keep, obviously, the boardwalk and the tourist district clean, but we also want to keep our residential neighborhoods clean. And our public works, you know, department works very hard. Matter of fact, we're just in the process of, you know, redoing our fleet, our trash trucks, which, you know, people don't realize, but, you know, a trash truck is very, very expensive.
Right.
In a town like ours, you know, if you have three trucks running at one time, that's not enough. You're going to have five trucks out there moving the trash, and it's constant. And people don't realize how expensive it is to keep the fleet, you know, in good shape, and also to, you know, to pay the men an adequate wage to keep the town clean. And not just cleaning trash, but, you know, we just had a rough summer with a lot of rain, so you had a lot of, you know, grass and weeds growing, so you constantly had to have a crew of, you know, weed whacker guys out there constantly, you know, weed whacking the whole areas around our parks, our bulkheads, around a lot of our tree pits, and just to keep that clean. So it's a big job, and our public works people, they do an outstanding job. Are they shorthanded? Sure. You know, is it tough right now for budgets? Absolutely. You know, would we like to buy them all new equipment? Would we like to hire new folks? Absolutely. But, you know, with a $220 million budget, and, you know, we're busting at the seams and we're trying to reduce the taxes, it's a tough balancing act.
Right. And so the new tourist district, I was doing a little research about it. So it's from Pacific Avenue to the boardwalk?
It runs from Jackson all the way up to the end of the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. It has a couple other locations, Baderfield,
right,
and around the Bogota.
Right. And Atlantic Avenue, so that's still the domain of Atlantic City?
Correct.
And what is the plan for Atlantic Avenue? I remember when I was growing up, you probably remember this, Jules Men's Shop?
Yes.
I worked there. My brothers worked there, and Atlantic Avenue had a lot of quality shops, movie theaters and everything. Is there a plan for Atlantic Avenue?
Well, if you look at, you know, you're coming in from the expressway, the new convention center, and you look at the new walk, and the way that connects to the boardwalk, and now it's spreading. It's headed north.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also headed south, more toward Mississippi Avenue. They're going to do an art district. They're going to expand the walk, headed up north up to Ohio Avenue, and I think up to MLK, including Atlantic Avenue. So that will take, Atlantic Avenue will get bigger, and hopefully it will branch off. But, you know, being realistic, Atlantic Avenue has had its, you know, a rough time. A lot of customers don't shop on the avenue anymore. A lot of customers shop in the walk,
yeah,
on the boardwalk,
right,
in the new mall, the
mm-hmm.
pier.
Mm-hmm.
So the Atlantic Avenue is, you know, only really the customers are for the residents that live there, or for the workers, like the 9-to-5
mm-hmm.
kind of employees that work in town with the, you know, the county buildings, the courts buildings, the state buildings, city hall, where they all go out and they'll shop on the avenue or eat.
But it certainly needs to be beautified, because it looked like it just doesn't belong when you look at the walk and you look at what the casinos have to offer. It really looks like unfortunately, a stepchild.
Yeah, you're right. It was part of the SID, Special Improvement District, and with the district, they moved in with the tourist district. They've moved in with the tourist district now, but that they're still actually included in the SID, and they power wash the sidewalks, and, you know, they try to do the front of the stores with some low interest loans. But on the other hand, you know, we have a large turnover rate. A lot of the stores turn over, and you have new folks coming in, and, you know, they're just trying to, you know, they're just a mom and pop store and just trying to make it. They don't have a lot of extra money to go out and spruce up, you know, their block and do all that kind of stuff. So it's tough.
I can recall back in the day when casinos first came to Atlantic City that the casinos really hurt local businesses, because they had the restaurants, they had the clothing stores. They wanted to capture that audience that came to Atlantic City. But in effect, unfortunately, it really hurt, because it killed off some really great restaurants that were in Atlantic City. And the question is...
You hear that, you know, there's two sides of the coins. I mean, obviously, the casinos that, you know, pay a large rateable to the city, you know, they want to make money, so they want to keep everybody in-house.
Sure,
they don't
sure.
want you really leaving the building, so
right.
they're going to have restaurants and all the stuff within in their building, so that's how they make their money.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the restaurants like the Mama Mott's and the Irish Pub
yep.
and Angelo's and Angelo's.
Oh, yes.
Right, they you know, they're complaining, and rightfully so, that, you know, all these 25 million people coming down, but, you know, the casinos have all the deals and we have nothing and we're barely making it. You know, what about us?
Right.
So it is a tale, you know, a story of, you know, I don't know what it is. I guess they both got their own sides. It's tough, though. I mean,
It is. But that speaks to a bigger marketing issue. And I guess this new executive director of the CRDA is supposed to come in with a super plan. He started, October 3rd was his first day on the job, from what I understand.
Well, this guy's, I mean, if you're a betting man, you should put a lot of money down that this guy's going to make it. And why do you think that?
His experience.
No.
What do you think?
Take another guess.
The governor.
No. You know why?
Why?
Freedom money's all staying in town. $25 million a year they make creative off the CRDA.
Right.
That used to go out of town.
Right.
You know, every year of Newark we get a project, and Trent we get a project. You know, you get to see, you know, different projects. And that was the whole idea for casino gambling, how it passed. The people in the state of New Jersey passed it because the CRDA money was going to be used for seniors and for a lot of, through the whole state.
Right.
Now, they came in, the governor changed it, and all the money's going to stay in Atlantic City because they finally realized that, hey, you know, we got to rock and roll here. You know, it's competition time, and, you know, we need to start our best team. So what they did was cut all the regulations, the CCC, the Casino Control Commission. You know, they really got rid of all of them. So if you want to develop now, it's going to be a lot easier, and a lot inexpensive, and you'll develop quicker instead of taking such a long time and you know, expenses so long. And all the CRDA money is going to be reinvested back into Atlantic City.
Now
this guy is going to have like 20, I think it's $25 million a year.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Just in the press.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, how can that go wrong?
Well, I tell you.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, with $25 million budget where you're able to advertise effectively and to look to bring in a new demographic to Atlantic City.
You know, infrastructure. Do our road improvements, do our entries to the, you know, to the casinos where, you know, you come off the expressway now, you know, instead of stopping at every light, you go directly, you know, directly to whatever casino you want, with the city not, you know, with us not having to spend that money. You know, now CRDA can do the infrastructure there, and then the boardwalk improvements, the infrastructure to the boardwalks, and just buying the lumber. You know, simple things like that, that's going to help tremendous.
Right.
You know, uniform landscape, just like you saying, you know, about the lights and the decorativeness. You know, now they're just doing the first phase of lighting on the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start, I think, this week. And you're going to see a whole new brand set of the Cobra heads, you know, the lights. It's going to be a whole new uniform lights. And lights, we were talking about security and safety. We'll add security and safety. They're going to have cameras in it. And it's going to beautify the area.
Right.
So that's going to look just instantly, that's going to look great. And this guy's going to get all the credit.
But you know what else Atlantic City needs in addition to that? They need to have excellent customer service. They need to, for folks when they come to Atlantic City, feel that they're being treated like kings and queens and that they know that their dollar is being very much appreciated. The gentleman who pushed the carts on the boardwalk, I hope that they certainly invest in some uniforms for them to make them look very, very professional. Right now, it doesn't look too good. What are your thoughts about those folks?
No, I'm not going to disagree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. You know, you're right. I mean, you can tell. It's funny. I mean, you know, you lived in Atlantic City, and you know, you come back, you can almost tell each year of, you know, who's pushing it, those chairs of, you know, who's looking for work. I mean, at one point it was a lot of Irish coming over from Ireland, and then another year was the Eastern Europeans were coming over looking for work, and then you had a lot of Russians.
Right.
One year was just constantly pushing it, and then this year he even looks like a rougher crew. I'm not exactly sure what geographic areas they're from, but it's definitely, you know. And they're trying to address that. They're trying to limit the chairs and uniform and stuff like that. But that's just, you know, that needs to be addressed.
I was running on the boardwalk within the last year, and I asked myself the question, if I was with my wife, would I feel comfortable to have one of those guys pushing us in the car? And I was like, no, because I know nothing's going to happen, but it just didn't feel like, you know, I didn't feel special. You know, if I was watching Boardwalk Empire and you see the way it is portrayed back then, that's the type of panache that we Atlantic City has to get back to.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and I agree with you. That's just a good example of many examples.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, on the other hand, you know, the guys don't make no money. If they did, more people would be doing it. Same thing with our cabs. I mean, you can argue our cabs, you know, they have to be uniform. The cab drivers should look sharper. But if it's, you know, if it was that kind of, they made that nice money, maybe they would. You know, guys are out there hustling and just, you know, working hard and working two or three jobs and have families to support. So it's, you know, on the other side, it's, you know, it's not that great of a job. So you kind of get what you pay for. But, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, but it's also you get out of it what you put into it. It's one thing that I've learned throughout my life is good customer service and success begets success, you know. Because people will seek you out because you're providing such a great service with such pleasure that they enjoy spending their money with you. Folks, you know, I've seen folks move up from different ranks into higher plateaus of positions. But, you know, but it's there for to provide that economic ladder. But Atlantic City really needs to get back to its roots of really being the world's playground. I mean, I remember growing up, there was always a sign coming into Atlantic City about the world's playground. I don't know if that sign is still there. It says something else, but Atlantic City, that's how it was viewed as the world's playground. It's got the beach. It's got the boardwalk. How can you miss with that, you know? You just can't miss that, which leads me to my next question is what are the officials in Atlantic City going to do to get the Miss America pageant back in Atlantic City?
You know, my son goes to the University of Rhode Island. He's playing football up there. He's on scholarship.
Oh, congratulations.
And his girlfriend is Miss Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
So she's asking me that question all the time, and even my son is. We brought her down, and we took her to the convention center, and we showed her the convention, where the Miss America Museum is, and mm-hmm. you know all the statue with Burt Parks, and she actually got under and all that. It's I agree with you. I mean, that was great. I love the Miss America pageant. Just like, you know, you and I grew up here. I mean, it was just great. The parade,
that's
sneaking
right
into the convention hall with the Miss America pageant. I mean, I just, and then watching it sometimes on TV and realizing that's your city, you know what I mean? And you know, at convention hall, and, you know, they're showing signs of the boardwalk and the beach, you know, and you just took a lot of pride in it. I'd love to get it back. I hear rumors that, you know, they're trying to get it back. It's not too successful out at Vegas. And maybe now, because we need, you know, we realize the competition's all around, maybe now the convention center might, you know, move in that direction. Now with CRDA, the money coming here, maybe if they have any kind of financial problems, and maybe they can, you know, help solve that problem and bring it back. But I agree with you. I think that was great for the city. It was great.
And it really hurt when it left. I mean, I haven't watched the Miss America pageant on TV since it left Atlantic City, because it just wasn't the same.
Absolutely, I agree with you. It was fun. People didn't realize it, but even the casinos got to get in cooperation with that. I mean, you know, the scuttlebutt was that, you know, when they came in, they didn't gamble. They didn't want to give the rooms up because, you know, they. But now, you know, I think the room space is there. You know, it's a win-win for all around.
Absolutely. You know, when you're attracting people into a town for an event, everybody wins. Everybody. Hot dog stands, taxi cab drivers, everyone. Because folks, they come to have a good time and they want to enjoy themselves, and they will spend their money if they feel that they're going to get a good value for their dollar. You know what? We have 5 minutes left, and I want to focus.
Man, that
on,
went quick.
I'm telling you. And I always give this little heads up, because sometimes, yeah, I tell you, the 30 minutes goes real quick. Do you feel that the leadership in the Atlantic City Council and the mayor, do you think that they're on the right track for solving these problems?
You know, I got to tell you, I think we're all a bunch of good guys. You know, there's no Albert Einstein amongst any one of us. But I think we're all a bunch of good guys. We're all Atlantic City guys. We all want the best for the city. We might not agree all the time and get along all the time, but I mean, every one of us, I think, we love our town, and we really care about our town. And, we go to the extra yards. It was almost be like a coach. You know how you have a coach sometimes who just goes the extra yards for his team.
Right.
I think every one of us, we do that. I'm a coach also. I coach football and also a wrestling coach.
Okay. Okay.
So I go a lot. I always go back to coaching.
Yeah.
I use those kind of. Well, we do. I mean, I think Mayor Langford, he bleeds blue and white. And he loves this town. And I think everyone on council, Speedy, our council president, everybody's AC, and we want to see the best. And I think we realize now that, during the heyday, it's not like that no more. The revenue is not coming in. I mean, we got a ratable base that's dwindling. We've had casinos that are assessed at $500 million that are selling for, $400 million. I mean, $40 million.
Mm.
How do you deal with you have a casino assessed at $500 million, and it sold for $40
million? Wow.
A resort's just sold for $38 million. Trump, on a bankruptcy sale, sold for $285 million. Not the Trump, the Trot. $285
million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing assessed at one point, up to, I'm not exactly sure of the numbers, but it's close to $800 or $600 million.
Mm-hmm.
Hilton's having a rough time right now. We have that excess pretty high. If it sells or even goes under, we're going to lose ratables that are huge.
Right.
Now, when we're dealing with that, how do we deal with? Of course, Rebel's coming on, so that's going to be a big push. The Hard Rock's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be another casino that hopefully we assess at close to $300 million. The Rebel we assess at. $800 million, maybe. I can't just use in round numbers, not exact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're still losing. All the other ones are the assessments are going down huge. So that's a huge crisis that we're facing. And then homeowners are, you can't push the tax increase on to homeowners. Because they're assessed too high.
Right.
They want to see the taxes go down.
Right.
But it's a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for Atlantic City, but for everybody. And everybody that I know is in city government, from the administration to the unions to our workers to our city hall employees, we all realize that, and we all want to win. We don't want to lose.
Right.
And we're all working hard.
Last question for you: if you had the magic wand, or the genie said you had one wish, what is the one thing that you would do tomorrow to improve Atlantic City?
Say we have an endless bank account. Endless bank account so everybody can get raises, everybody can get full health benefits. We can build, everybody get new trash cans, we clean everybody's streets, everybody's tax rate will go down. We have enough police officers to deter the crime. We have enough jobs to hire the people that they don't have to go to crime. Does that answer it?
Well, I guess I was looking for something that, a little bit more realistic, but... I think that there's not one thing that's going to improve Atlantic City. It's actually going to take the collective work of what you have talked about. But it's also going to take the collective work of the casino owners to get together to come up with a strategic plan that's really going to drive new traffic into Atlantic City.
And well, I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's quite right.
Thinking about that, and you said you were thinking about something more realistic. I guess I would have to really say sports betting then.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something really realistic. I think sports betting would really hit us big.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know, in Atlantic City, we are still the biggest market on the East Coast.
Right, right.
Vegas is bigger than us. But most people don't realize that the state only takes like 8% off the 8 cents that we take off the revenue earned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Philadelphia and Connecticut and Pennsylvania, they take about 50 cents out of each dollar that's made. So we're still we're the biggest market.
Yep.
And we take the least amount of money from you.
Yep.
But we're still, the best bet to build. Absolutely. Why not build in the best market and, you know, the state that takes only 8 cents instead of 50 cents out of each dollar you make? And then if you add in sports betting, I think that would really, really, you know, give us a big boost.
Yes,
yeah. That would rock and roll us, and you know, I think you'll see some more development coming in and you know, really start. And I think people realize now that, you know, we're not the only, you know,
game in town.
Yeah, so we got to really work and, you know, and ride that wave a little bit better than what we did and really, you know, get the best out of it.
Well, Timothy, we're out of time. So I really want to thank you. We're here with Timothy Mancuso, the Sixth Ward Councilman from Atlantic City, talking about Atlantic City, Miss America, Where Are You? And I really appreciate your time over the last 30 minutes.
It was fun.
All right. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5. Remember, leadership begins with you. Have a great weekend.